I've been talking a lot about David Grohl. David Grohl has done a great job of really putting himself at the top of our news stories on a regular basis.
Are you his mom?
I feel he's older than me, so that's not possible.
No, because you called him David Grohl. You're like pissed at him. David Grohl, get in here. Mom, everybody calls me Dave. David? So you're like, you're pissed off mom at him. He's now David. No longer
David
Dave.
Grohl.
David Grohl. Okay, what did David Grohl do?
Okay, so Dave Grohl, formerly of Nirvana, currently of the Foo Fighters, is really brilliant because he's really put himself at the top of mind. He is the Jennifer Lopez of rock and roll music right now. She's great at getting herself out there when she has nothing to promote. We're talking about her. He's done that. I know they're out on tour right now, but there's a lot of bands on tour. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep talking about Dave Grohl because he always has something new going on. First, he sat down with Pharrell. He was interviewed by Pharrell, and Pharrell asked where he got his great drum beat from. And he said, listen, because it's you, I'm going to be honest, I stole it from Earth, Wind & Fire or the Commodores or whoever who was it?
Disco in general.
Disco, yeah. He stole it from disco in general. And they played him playing and then the disco playing. And you're like, oh, my God, he did totally steal his whole game out of disco. Mm-hmm. Then we hear that he's coming out with this new album called Hail Satin, and it's all Bee Gees music. It's Bee Gees covers, except they're called the DGs. You and I have been talking about it. We played the music here, you know, and he's on tour. One of the controversies that's been coming up with him, which is so weird, because every venue in New York is requiring a vaccination card or a COVID test, a negative COVID test within 72 hours. Otherwise, you're not allowed in. And you have to wear a mask. That's every venue in New York. Yet, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters that are on tour right now are requiring that everybody that comes in be vaccinated.
Well, so did Lollapalooza over last weekend.
That's true.
You had the show to get in. They turned 600 people away out of a half a billion. So a half a billion people did.
Yeah. And it was outdoors and a lot of people didn't wear masks, but it's okay. They were vaccinated, whatever. They're young. It's okay.
Right.
So Dave Grohl has been picketed by the Westboro Baptist Church. These are the God hates F slur for gay people.
Mm-hmm.
People. We've seen them a million times and they go to weird places. Like they go with their God hates the F slur for gay people signs to like funerals of generals who fought in wars. They go to weird places.
They go to places, kids' funerals. I mean,
they go to exactly. So, they exploit kids' funerals. So they have been out picketing in front of the Foo Fighters concerts, and the Foo Fighters last night played in Kansas. But Dave Grohl decided that he was no longer going to put up with this. He was going to troll the trolls. So while they're out there with their signs, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters decided to go out there on a flatbed truck and just sort of let these people have it with love, in the nicest way possible.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Good for that purpose, for sure.
Okay, so here they are, the Westboro Baptist Church people. Let's see. All their signs say terrible, negative, disgusting things. God hates false idols.
No, God stuff hates about the your idols.
Yeah, right. Stuff about
even though
corona-
God created us.
Right.
The idols.
Don't get me started. Stuff about the coronavirus.
God hates pride.
Yeah.
That makes sense. God is your enemy.
Yeah. So all these people are out there and their attention is drawn because they hear music coming their way. And you can hear the beat. You hear like it's pretty good. It's great music. What's happening? It's Dave Grohl. on a flatbed truck with the Foo Fighters.
They are getting their own show.
Listen to him.
Because you know what? I love you. I do. The way I look at it is I love everybody. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Can't you just love everybody? Because I think it's about love. That's what I think. I think we're all about love. And you shouldn't be hating. You know what y'all should be doing?
What should we doing?
You should be dancing.
Yeah.
Oh. 1, 2, you know what to do, go.
He is singing this to the Westboro Baptist Church. He's trolling them, basically.
I saw your mama dancing. I saw her dance. She was dancing.
He brought background singers on the back of a rented truck.
That's right.
Wait, you gotta stay with it. Okay, so he's playing. They're rolling by. They have protection. They have people with guns. And right at the very end, there's a person, I don't know if it's a woman or a man, on roller skates giving the finger to the Westboro
Baptist
Church.
No, she's giving the peace sign.
Is that a peace sign?
That's a peace sign. She's doing the peace signs the whole way.
All right. Okay, fine. They have a roller skater throwing the peace signs to the Westboro Baptist Church as she rolls. I think it's a she rolls through.
Would somebody please elect Dave Grohl to be ruler of the world, please? I've asked this relentlessly for months now. He needs to be the ruler of the world.
Well, I don't know that he's qualified for that.
I don't care. He's more qualified than anybody else. Right? If I was to pick anybody else as ruler of the world, you couldn't pick him. And I would say Dave Grohl, and you would say, yeah, I can go for that.
Who doesn't like him? Person. You should write him in next time you have an opportunity.
Yeah, screw writing in Bugs Bunny like I've been doing my whole life. I'm writing in Dave Grohl. I mean, come on. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the best part is that how they all put their signs down and they were listening and some of them put their phones up. And there was that one girl that was kind of going running after them because she wanted to keep hearing the concert. It was free.
It's like, wow, they played this song. I love this song. Is it sold out? Can I buy tickets? God. And he just let's practice love. That's it. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Dave Grohl for world leader.
Yeah. No, it's a good message. It was really positive, and I hope that the people that were standing there with such hateful signs maybe had a minute of, I don't know, guilt or revelation or something. Just a moment where they were like, you know what? Maybe this is not the concert to protest.
When the aliens come down, okay. The aliens land in Central Park tonight, and they say, excuse me, Earthlings, take me to your leader. Who are you going to take them to? Denzel Washington. I got a couple that we could get. Dave Grohl, Pink. Who else?
I don't know that Denzel Washington wants the responsibility at this point in his life. You know,
he's really cool, though.
He is very cool. And did you see that the New York Times went through every actor on the planet? I mean, like every language, everything. And they chose the best actors of all time.
Mm.
He was number one. Denzel Washington was number one.
So take the aliens there.
Yeah. To Denzel's house.
Or Dave Grohl. I mean, or Keanu Reeves.
Oh yeah. Keanu's a good choice too.
He would be, he's Ted. You could take him. And he's a really good actor and he's a good guy. No scandal ever from that guy. So there's a couple of different choices that you could take him.
Yeah. Somebody who's very likable, no controversy. Both sides like him and like their music. You know, I feel
Parton.
Like Nirvana.
Take Dolly him to Dolly
another
Parton.
Good, great choice. Take him to Dolly Parton's house.
Yeah. So these are our leaders. Meet Dave Grohl and Dolly Parton. Because I would trust those two with the aliens to figure something out. They would do it.
here's the problem. I think the aliens are probably not going to be coming after us. They don't want anything bad. We had enough problems in the country. I say go after the people in this country that we're having problems with first before you deal with the aliens.
No, but the aliens are going to ask, take me to your leader, and you got to choose. Samuel L. Jackson is really good.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. You could take him there. You know, John Travolta, he looks cool now with the bald head. Take him.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, good choice. So there's a lot of people that you can take him to.